Rat Hashem, we're in the middle of Siman Resh Yud. We're in Saif Katan Aleph. We're in the middle of Bechen Haya Patsuf Kanim. It's around 4 or 5 lines from the end of the second column. Haya Patsuf Kanim. If he had like a spongy bread, Shenitpach, that swelled, Ad She'en Avirim Shebo Nirgashim. And now the space in between is not, you can't feel it. Ha'ochel kazayit memenu kemot shehu eno mevarech. To eat a kazayit the way it is, you don't make a beracha. Demlefi ha'emet lo achal kazayit. In truth, he didn't eat a kazayit. Now, it's not even so clear, because that's assuming that when you have patsuf ganim, that you don't count the holes. And now over here, for some reason, the bread itself swelled up, and now the holes are gone. So if it would be the way it is, it would be considered a kazayit. But because this is not the natural state of the bread, we're going to say that it's not a kazayit. Downstairs he quotes, Al-Pi ha-Sha'arei Teshuvah, V'Shem Kama Aharonim. Sha'arei Teshuvah quoted a bunch of Aharonim that said that. V'ayim b'kaf ha'chayim shekatav sheyesh l'stapek b'zeh. Says in the Birkat Hashem, says that you should make a bracha the way it is. Quoted from the Gan HaMelech, Erech HaShulchan and Od. So it's a complicated topic. V'chen, he says, im haya kazayit, let's say you had a kazayit, then it's tamek. And it shrunk. Then it ma'ed b'shi'uro. And now it's less than a kazayit. But really, if you put a little water back in, it will go back to a kazayit. En mevarachim acharav. You don't make a beracha on it. Ela emken hazar venitpach. Unless it rehydrated and it came back out. Ulenyan shetiyat revi'it. What about when it comes to drinking it revi'it? Im shatav vehifsik me'at. Vechazar v'shatah. He drank, he stopped, he drank again, ad sheheshlim l'rvi'it, till it became a rvi'it. Yesh omrim, some say, de'eno mistarif. Some say that you can't combine the two. V'yesh omrim, de mitstarif. And some say it's mitstarif. Em lo sheshaha mitchilat hashtiyah, ad sof hashtiyah yote mikedei achila pras. Where does this machloke come from? Milikaman, Siman Tafresh Yud Bet, Saif Yud, it's Machloke. Two opinions in Maran. When, how long do you have, just like on Yom Kippur, right? If you eat and it takes longer than a Kedei Achila Pras, it's not Mitzaref to be Mechayev Karet. So too, if you drink too long, it's also not Mitzaref. What's the time? Some say Kedei Shtiyat Rvi'it, right? And some say Kedei Shtiyat Kedei Achila Pras. Maran, I think it's yesh and yesh, or stam and yesh. Either way, Maran seems to hold that it's kedei achila, kedei shtiyat revi'it. That's the first opinion. Which is short. We'll see. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Ve'agra hiskim sham bebi'urod alacha kedei azu ashniya. The Gra agrees with the second opinion that it's kedei shtiyat, kedei achila pras. And number four, the Ish Matzliach says, ulam da'at harambam. Umaran kadeh arishona vechenikar kafachayim berkat Hashem shkem pasach b'shut yabia omer. So we hold kedesh tiyat revit. Now how long is a kedesh tiyat revit? Look in your aleph and the sharatzion. It says ayin belechem mishnah perek bet melchot asur halacha dalid v'tavin, you'll understand ma sheshininu halashon milkaman siman tafresh yud bet. Generally, the stam shtiyat revi'it, mesha'arina, kederech shtiyat b'nei adam, the way most people drink a revi'it. She'en o shoteh bebat ahad, you don't drink it in one shot. Ki im b'shteh pa'amim, you drink it in two times. Shu midat erech eretz, that's normal. Kedoleel b'siman kuf ayin, it says, ha'shoteh koso bebat ahad. That is a gragran. But maybe we mesha'er with wine. Umad'ita b'rambam perek yudalad, Melchot ma'achalot asurot, shata me'at. He drank a little. Ve'hazar ve'shata, and then he drank more. Im yesh min tchilat shtiyah rishona atzof shtiyah harona, kedesh shtiyah revi'it. mitzarfim la keshiur. Mairi, echi hai gavna. So you see, you could be mafsik and it's still mitzaref. Shalosh efsik yotem ishiur. Say, then wait, hold on. Mashkatav od vim lav en mitzarfim. Hainu shefsik yotem ishiur ze me'at. Ubazen icha, now you can understand. Mashik shasham alechem ishnam. The kata'ayen, when you look into it, hu tiretz kam kemenze. He also answered like that. Umashakatavnu befnim vefsik me'at. He waited longer than most people. We don't have a time for it. No, Revit. We mach me Kippur, because it doesn't usually make a difference. But Mikara Din is Kadesh Ravi. Vine, the Inyan, Shetiat, Te, the Cafe. What happens when you're drinking tea or coffee? Shaderech lishtoto keshu ham. That you normally drink it hot. Vekashe lishtoto belo hefsek kederech she'ar mashkin. It's hard to drink it non-stop, like other drinks. Ki me'ad me'ad, you drink it slowly. Yesh machloker abab en aposkim. There's a big machloker among the poskim. Him tzarich levarech beracha acharona. If you look in, he says it's in the Be'er HaTev over there. In Eshtalim. Vechen, they want to say not to make a beracha. From the Nesivis. Not to make a beracha acharona on coffee and tea. At the end of the drinking, they leave a revi'it. She itzanen me'at to cool down. Kedesh shiuchal l'shto revi'it belo hefsek. Ulevarech beracha acharona. V'tov la'asot ken. He says, I recommend that. Kedeh la'atzet alibet to cool down. Alma to be yotzeh like everybody. Ubefrat le'dat agra hanal. Tepasa kedeh ashniya. Tehashiur hu kedeh achila pras. So anyway, according to him, le'nyan siruv kam b'shniya. Tevadai nachon la'asot ken. It's for sure good. Right? Now, he says in number 5, I am the Abia Omer, Shedat Kama Aharonim, Sha'af Ben Itztanen and Mitzaref. Feshekama Aharonim Halku Alzim. Falachen Siyem, so Chamavadji's conclusion is, Sha'af Sha'am Mevarech Yeshlo Amal Smoch, if somebody wants to leave it, get cold, and drink it, he has what to rely on. Mikom Makom Lechatechila Sheva Al Ta'ase Adiv. Bechol Ze, Bekafe, haval bete. The Chida says drinking tea cold is not drinking coffee cold is not drinking coffee. He says, haval. Thank you. So I should make beracha acharona. Haval bete. Rashai levarech. The kama pa'amim shotim oto posher. He says it's normal to drink room temperature tea. I don't know. Is that true?
The other way around.
Ice coffee. Ice coffee and iced tea.
But not room temperature.
Room temperature, not here, not there. I don't know.
But they have those drinks.
People drink them room temperature? He's quoting Chamavadja. I don't know. I said, I ain't sham.
We drink cold coffee now at the end of the when it gets hot.
That's not the normal way to drink coffee. So look at Darka. Ice, room temperature. Emachal pachol mikashiur. Let's say he ate less than a shiur. Ve'alach lachutz. He went out. Ve'chazar miyad and he came right back in. Tebevadai tzarich levarech shenit betchila afilu bepat. He for sure has to make a beracha again, even on bread. Yesh la'ayen. We have to investigate. Em chazar ve'achal. Pachol mikashiur. He had another half of kashiur. Bechde achila pras im mitzaref. Could it combine? The ulai maybe. Kivan shalach lahut since he went outside. Have ke moese achadat. Ve'ayem b'magen Avraham de mitzade de mitzaref. So downstairs in Tet Zayin. Taha en ta'om beracha acharona v'dino keshar devarim. In number 6 he says. Vechen askamata acharonim that it's mitzaref. Ayin chesed la'alafim. Piskei chuvas. Okay. First of all, this is not necessarily Birkat Hamazon. Second of all, that in itself is a machloket, right? And there was no one there, and he walked out, he came back, he's eating not, he's having salad. If he didn't eat a kazayim. No, because you don't need a berachah. Pachol merviit. Upstairs, if he drank less, hashoteh pachol merviit. If somebody drank less than a viit, you make a berachah before, but not after. Pachol merviit. Vishiur merviit v'kazayit. How much is it? Ayn lekamam b'siman resh ayn aleph. Seif katan tzamache b'mishnah rabbi ur halacha sham. Ulekamam b'siman tav peva b'mishnah rabbi ur halacha. Today he discusses the machloket between the Hazonish and other poskim. Okay. Mevarech techila. Hafilu al kolshu. You have to make a berachah rishona even on anything. Ben mi davar ochel. Ben mi mashke. Whether on food, whether on drink. Da asur lehanot men haolam hazeh. Lo berachah. Okay. Upstairs. V'yesh mistapekim. Some are not sure. So the beginning of Maran, he says Kazayit, Revi'it, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's the Rif and the Rambam, and they don't quote anything about a variant, a thing that's whole. V'yesh mistapekim, some are afraid. Lomar al davar shu kebiriyatov, you eat something the way it was created. Kegon, for example, garger shel einav, a grape, or shel rimon, or one rimon. Shemevarchim la'acharav, you make a beracha acharonav. Even though it doesn't have a kazayit. So l'chavra, safek berachot la'akel. L'chav, nachon li'zahir, it's proper to be careful. Shelo le'echol b'riya, pachom mikazayit. Don't eat b'riya, that's less than a kazayit. Hagahav, lo mikre b'riya, elem ken achalo kemot shehu. You have to eat it the way it is. Aval em lakach ha'gara'in memen, if you took out the pear, lo mikre b'riya, it's not a b'riya. That's also not a barrier. Hula harav debepat halo ketiv. Sorry, back upstairs. Okay, we have to go. Dalit hula harav. You make in the regular thing before the barrier. You make beracha before and after you don't make at all. Why? Debepat halo ketiv ve'achalta ve'savato berachta ve'en achila bechol haTorah bechutam ikazai. Achila is always a kazai. Ubishar dvarim on other things. Kesheteknu chazal beracha acharona. When chazal metaken the beracha acharona, ken ze teknu, but at least an achila. Ubemashki nami, by drinks also. Midashke ham be'alma. Benyashki ad mashki masurim. When it comes to drinking forbidden mashkim. Techiyuvo bervi'it. You only chayav with bervi'it. Hachanami, kesheteknu beracha acharona bemashke. They did it like that. Tiei garger shel anav, hu adin yag de achat, one berry, o kotnit echat, or one bean. El yiraba ushar acharonim. That's not a problem. We're talking you having less than a kazayit. So normally you wouldn't make a beracha acharona, but if you have a bean, then it's a whole bean.
The cock
is not a berry. What?
Great.
Adamit.
One Adamit.
Right.
One Adamit.
Break it in half. Some say you would have to make a bracha after. Ve'im nitraseka, you hear Ali? Im nitraseka kodem achila, if it was crushed before you ate it. Lo mikri beria. That's not a beria. Look in Chaf Aleph in the Shara Tziyun. Vuadinim helikomi kodem l'shtayim v'achalo. If he cut it in half and he ate it. Or even if he took a bite, and then he took another bite. Okay, so you have to eat a kazayit. Kemot shehu. He ate it the way it is. Dahainu ema gara'in, with the pit. Va'afilu ema gara'in, ema ra'u le'echol klal. Even if the gara'in is not edible. Kivan sha'al kol panim bela'ol kulo. I swallow the whole thing. That's why it becomes, it's a barrier. Haval im lakach, but if he took out the pit, the kol sheken im nechtach me'at mehapri gufa, if you cut off some of the fruit, ve'im nafal mimenu ketzat al yedeh bishu, Some of the free fell off because when you're cooking it. Kemo shirigilu tulet parper falls apart. Kam kenere shal yedeze net patel memenu shem beria. It's also not a beria. I don't see what the question is, but okay. Hagara'in. Velomi baya, if you took out a pit. Lomi baya, for sure, imagara'inim ru'im gam ken lechol if the edible and you took it out. Vivada el yedechi saron net batel shem beria meapri. He lost the shem beria. Vafilo imayu meaminim. Shem ra'u lechol to klal. Even if it's from the things that you can't eat the pits. Gam ken net batel apri mitorah beria. It's not the way it was created. El yedezim. Ve'im nimtza betoch ha-gar'in gufa davar she-ra'uy le'echol. Sometimes you have within the pit there's a little edible thing. Ve'achal ma'she betoch ha-gar'in. He ate what's in the pit. Ve'zara ke'lipato ha-kashe ke'gon plumin da'ata magin Avram ve'el yiraba ve'zeh gamken ha've bechlal barrier. The thing inside is a barrier. Ahare she'al kol panim achal masher ha'ul lechol mimenu. He ate what's edible. Not sure. I'm not sure what he means. Shoyain. Yeah. You want to get me the piskei chuvas for a little bit? Shoyain. Now, v'yesh mistapekim od. There's another safek upstairs. Biberacha acharona shoyain. In the beracha acharona on wine, in mevarchim ota al kazayit, you make it al kazayit, or only on it if you eat, like Maran said before. Lachen tov lizayir, it's proper to be careful. Shelo lishtot ela pachomi kazayit or if you eat. Don't drink wine or any mishnah berach. Shel yain hu adin she'ar mashkin al kazayit. Some say you make beracha acharona on liquids on a kazayit to ushlish leviit. That's a third of it if you eat. Maybe by drinks. So drink either less than a kazayit or more than a kazayit or more than a reviit. But the avarim shata kazayit. If you drank a kazayit, the end of reviit and he doesn't have a reviit, tov lizaher shelo lishto ad rov reviit. Don't drink most reviit. Melo lugmav. It's another shita. There's more opinions. Let's just see if he says anything about the pluming. Four different shiurim in between, yeah. Mishnah Berurah said even if the garinim are not edible, if you took out the pit, it's not called a beria. Certainly an edible pit. But some acharonim want to quote the Magen Avraham, who says only an edible pit. If you didn't eat it, it's not a beria. But pits that are you don't eat, even if you took it out, if you ate the rest of the fruit in one shot, it's considered a beria. But even then, hold on 1 second. Okay, let's see. It says, "Gam ledivrehem." There's no makom to be mafmir, unless when you made the beracha, the fruit was whole with the garin. But if you, before you made the beracha, you took it out, it doesn't have a chashiv berry. I don't know where he gets that from. At the time you made the beracha. Klipata pri. Everybody holds that if you don't eat the peel, it's still considered a barrier. I got to do more research into this because I didn't understand the whole thing. Okay. How do you feel? An apple, it feel is edible. Talking about an orange. You peel an orange. Or you peel a nut. Right? It's still a barrier with the whole nut. If you can get the whole nut. Pistachio.
Peanut,
but maybe the peanut, the inside peel is edible. It is edible. I'm not sure what he meant over there with the plumbing thing. I'm not sure if he means just the inside of the plum is a separate barrier, or it means that if you eat the outside and the inside, it's one barrier. Anyway, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen.